Jesus then left that place and withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman from those parts came crying out, "Sir, have pity on me, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a devil." But he said not a word in reply. His disciples came and urged him, "Send her away. See how she comes shouting after us." Jesus replied, "I was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and to them alone." But the woman came and fell at his feet and cried, "Help me, sir." To this Jesus replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." "True, sir," she answered, "and yet the dogs eat the scraps that fall from their master's table." Hearing this, Jesus replied, "Woman, what faith you have. Be it as you wish." And from that moment, her daughter was restored to health. You've probably heard the saying, just when I learn the answers, they change the question. I suppose the point is that things are always changing, and we need not suppose that we can have pat answers to issues that are part of life. In today's gospel, a Canaanite woman calls out to Jesus for help for her daughter, who is tormented by a devil. At first, Jesus does not respond. He ignores her. Was he hoping she would just go away? She knows he is a Jew, even a descendant of David, and that she is an outsider. When she persists and makes a nuisance of herself, the disciples urge him to send her away. His response was, "I was sent to the lost sheep of Israel and to them alone." Were these words for the benefit of his disciples, or were they for his own reassurance? But when the woman falls at his feet and simply begs, "Help me, sir," Jesus responds with words that do not seem characteristic of himself, telling her it is not fitting that food for children should be given to dogs. This does not sound like the compassionate Jesus, the very personification of the Father's love for us. The woman responds with, "Yes, but even the crumbs that fall from the table are fed to the dogs." And Jesus changes his mind. He praises the woman for her faith, the faith she has not only in his power, but in his goodness, in his abilities to see beyond the Jewish law and culture, which was such a great part of his life. I wonder what went on in Jesus' mind. What struggle was there within himself that made him change his position from coming to save only the lost sheep of Israel to including this Canaanite woman as a recipient of his mercy and love? Richard Rohr says that Jesus' whole mission could be summed up in the words forgiveness and inclusivity. It seems he had to arrive at the conviction concerning inclusivity. Perhaps it was experiences like this with the Canaanite woman's faith and her humility that helped him grow to the point where, at his ascension, he commanded the disciples to go to all nations to preach the gospel. How does this experience of Jesus touch our lives? Perhaps we are called to examine some of our attitudes and pat answers to questions that seem to change with time. Perhaps we are called to apply not only what we have learned and believed, but to listen to our heart as well, to see the pain and need of others, and to be open to other possibilities of altering our view on some issues regarding culture, race, gender preference, poverty, We are told in Luke's Gospel that when Jesus returned with his parents to Nazareth after remaining in the temple for 3 days, that he grew in wisdom, age, and grace. Evidently, he didn't stop growing when he began his mission. We pray that we too will continue to grow in wisdom and grace as we grow in age.